At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
When women say things like, well, I don't really care about money, I just want love, I'm always like side-eyeing them a little bit, because please stop, Pick Misha. Like, you might want to care now, okay?
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, my angels. Happy whatever day that you're listening to this. Before you do a thing, I want you to hype the video. I've had enough. You need to make sure that you are hyping this video because, hello, you love me and we love girls supporting girls. How's everyone feeling? I'm feeling great. My producer was just telling me that my aura is up and I was like, no, like, How can you tell? Like, I don't know what it is. Like, today I woke up early, like effortlessly. Like, I was already up by like 7:30 a.m. and just like really living my best anti-lazy girl life today. And just feeling I'm just vibing like so high. Like, I am my higher self today. 100%. Praise him. So today's topic, as you guys can see, is realizing, yeah, dating for love is cute, but marrying for money is definitely strategy. And I know that this is going to trigger a lot of people. And quite frankly, I don't care, because I'm just going to go ahead and say what everyone's thinking. Nobody wants to say this out loud, but yes, dating for love is cute, it's sweet, it's emotional, but marrying for money is strategy. And I know that people are sitting here getting triggered. You can relax, because this conversation is actually not about being a gold digger for all the red pill men. I don't even know what red pill really is, but I've heard about it for over the years with my content that always want to ask, well, what are you bringing to the table? Okay, because you're just bringing what? A podcast to the table, sir? Sir, see, if you try to insult me with that same thing, it doesn't really sting. It doesn't sting at all. But for you, doesn't that feel like it hurts a little bit? Perhaps. I don't know. Anywho, this is about being a woman who understands that who you marry will inevitably determine your entire life. And I don't think any of us can sit here and negotiate with that. Okay, argue with Ian Mama. So we've all been sold this idea that love should be the primary factor in choosing a husband. And upon my research, I have listened to countless interviews and listened to many married couples. And I remember one time, I don't remember what it was that I was watching, who it was, but I remember one of the questions that was being asked was, do you think, and this was to a married person, do you think that love is enough? Oh, now I remember. It was the Go Off podcast where these two women were like some sort of journalist correspondents or news correspondents, and they were interviewing Rachel Lindsay from The Bachelor. And they asked her, is love enough to sustain a marriage? And I believe this is in the podcast with Rachel Lindsay that someone said, I don't want to misquote anyone, but somebody basically said, and I believe it was Rachel Lindsay, she said, like, no, it's actually not. Love is not enough to sustain a marriage. And it's true. You ever been in a relationship with someone where all you have is love, but there are so many other areas and factors in your life that is unmet? One of my favorite analogies that I heard, I think this lady's name was Spirit. I kid you not. Like, her Instagram at the time, at least, was called Talk to Spirit. and it was like the number two, talk to spirit, I believe. And she gave this brilliant analogy that I've mentioned over the years where she was saying that, let's just say when it comes to compatibility, right? That, or like whether or not you believe that someone is compatible with you, I should say, you have a square. And let's say the person that you're with is a circle. No matter how many times you shrink or expand that circle within the square, there are still four corners that are left unmet. So all things considered, that means that, wait, you, no matter how much you shrink or expand yourself, that person that is the square will always be left feeling unfulfilled. That is the most brilliant analogy that I've ever heard of as it pertains to dating and relationships, because it's one of those things where sometimes things feel intangible. You can't quite put your finger on it, but it just feels like it's almost, it's not quite the right situation. All right. So we've been sold this idea of follow your heart, marry for love, struggle together. You got to build together. And I'm not saying that love doesn't matter. Let me be abundantly clear here. I am not saying that love doesn't matter. I'm not telling you to go marry some 80-year-old like Anna Nicole Smith and wait till he croaks over. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is love is just simply not enough to sustain a life. It's not. Because you know what you can't pay your bills with? Love. You can't pay your bills with that, because marriage is not just emotional. It is financial. It is logistical. It is a lifestyle decision. And I think a lot of women do not realize that until they're already in it. I'm at the age now where in my 30s that it's like, that's the next thing you do in life. You get married, you got it, whatever. And I don't know. I've always had such a peace about marriage because I'm like, I understand that it is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make in your life. And it is solely your choice. So we're going to see who is actually choosing well. All right. So let's get into reality for a second, because let's look at the data. All right. Financial stress is one of the leading causes of divorce. So couples who earn less money are significantly likely to break up. End of story. Argue with your mother. In fact, lower income couples are about 30% more likely to get a divorce rather than higher income couples. So when you really are looking at the numbers, divorce rates drop as the income increases. All right. So what does that really tell you? Well, it's not just about love. It is actually also about stability. Because love does not remove the stress. Money does. Just like how people say, does money buy you happiness? Okay, I think everyone's going to say, no, it doesn't. But it buys you freedom. Freedom is happiness. Hello. Like, you know what I mean? Freedom is happiness. Sometimes there are things that we know that money cannot buy you, which is time, right? All the time. It can't, you know, money can't, there are things that money cannot do, but I think we can all agree here. Let the church say amen. Okay. We can all agree that it matters. End of story, it matters. And I know that we live in a society where it's like, oh, gold diggers, all these different things. A lot of you don't have any gold to dig and you're so concerned about it because you actually don't have it. But notice that men that do actually have it, and I'm not talking about your average rappers who mishandle their money and don't really have money like that because there are bigger dogs and fish that are actually running the program other than them, okay? I'm not talking about those types of men that are in certain lifestyles where their lifestyle is heavily predicated on the appearance of having money rather than actually having it. Not only that, stewarding their money well also matters, because there's someone for everyone. And I know for me, it was never going to be an athlete. It was never going to be a celebrity. Like, it was just, I'm not into men that are want to be front center stage, and you can call it whatever you want. Maybe it's because I am. I don't know. You can say whatever you want. Like, maybe so. I don't know. But I just don't love the idea. Also, I think of just my man doing the same thing as me. I want something different. I've always liked different than me. Right. So I don't want you to be us to both be on social media. I want something. What else are you bringing to the table? Okay. I'm bringing the creativity. Are you bringing, you're bringing the finance to it, okay? You're bringing a very logical brain to it. I'm bringing the creative side, that sort of thing. That's what I mean. I digress, Okay. But there's a real risk that women are taking when we are not considering these things. Divorce. The D word. Because everyone thinks, oh, that won't be me, until it is. And on average, a woman's income drops, actually. It drops drastically after divorce. Shocker. Where we're talking around a 40% decrease that a woman's income can drop after divorce. So not only are you now heartbroken, your life has completely changed and you're in shambles, but now your entire lifestyle is officially compromised. Your living situation changes. Your financial security changes. Everything changes. So when you are choosing a man, you are not just choosing companionship, you're actually choosing a financial outcome as well. Argue with your mother. This is just the facts. And let's also add another little fresh statistic. There are people that, let's just say people earning under, this is just the facts. I will list my sources. Someone remind me to do it because I actually very well might forget to list the articles. But people that are earning, this is not my opinion. This is what I've researched and saw. Let's say under 50K have divorce rates that are 70% higher than those that are making six figures plus. Okay. And divorce rates are going to drop as the income rises, like I said, especially once you're past the 200K mark. All right. So like I said, love is not going to reduce the stress. It is, in fact, the money that's going to be reducing the stress. And financial stress is one of the biggest killers in a relationship. All right. So considering that divorce is extremely financially devastating for women, all right? It's financially devastating, I'd say, for both parties, but it's especially financially devastating for women, okay? So households in general tend to fall dramatically after divorces and they don't fully recover for years. So you will need 30% more income just to maintain the same lifestyle post-divorce, okay? So that's why I said you're not just marrying that man, you're marrying the financial outcome, all right? And if that marriage ends, you inherit the consequences of that, okay? Now, like I said, the risk that we as women are taking is going to be divorce. And being that your situation is going to change, and now we realize, okay, we are choosing a financial outcome, we have to realize that in couples where the husband earns significantly more, they're least likely to divorce. Not never likely, but least likely to divorce. So when women out-earn their men, hold up, divorce likelihood actually can increase about 50% in some studies, okay? But marital satisfaction is going to drop when those financial roles feel very unstable. So it's not about the ego here. We're talking structure, all right? Money is going to shape dynamics, expectations, as well as stability. We're talking lifestyle. So now, speaking of lifestyle, we have to realize, well, who you marry equals your entire lifestyle. You know, I actually saw a quote that said one time that be careful of the man that you choose because you should look at the life of his mother and see if you would want that life for yourself. I know that doesn't go for everyone, but I do genuinely feel like a lot of the time that tend to be true. So if you don't want the life of what that, you know, his mother has, then perhaps you should start to actually consider who you're marrying. All right. Marriage is going to determine where you live, the school that your kids are going to go to, your stress level, your access to opportunities. Being in the right relationship for both men and women should actually elevate the both of you. Marriage will also determine your ability to leave if things go wrong. Hello. So you have to consider to yourself, okay, you are choosing your environment. You are choosing your future. You are choosing your standard of living. So when you say, you know, or when women say things like, well, I don't really care about money, I just want love, I'm always like side-eyeing them a little bit because please stop, Pick Misha. Like, you might want to care now, okay? Because you will care when life gets real. And if you don't care, life is going to do it for you, right? You ever heard that quote that says, I would make a joke about your life, but it looks like life has done that for you? LOL. So like I said, you are not just choosing a partner. You were choosing your zip code. You were choosing, you know, peace of mind a lot of the times, at least as it pertains to the finances and your future children's reality. If you guys can't steward what you have right now, do not expect it to change in marriage. It's just like how back in the day, I don't know if women still think like this, but they, you know, there's some women that are silly minded and they thought, oh, you know, if I have a baby for him, then he's going to love me because I'm the mother of his child. Men will still dislike you as you are the mother of their child, their children. Okay. Like, I think we've all learned that by now. So I think that we have to also understand that when we are choosing who we are going to be with, we are choosing a certain reality for ourselves and the family that we are supposed to have or that we will potentially have. So you have to ask yourself, is he currently even living the way? In marriage, things will exasperate. That's what people fail to realize. What you see now is only going to magnify. It's not going to just randomly change. He's not going to stop cheating on you simply because you're married now. No. If he was a cheater all throughout the relationship, that's not going to just change because of legality, papers, marriage, the whole bit. It's just not. So remember that when you are choosing a partner, all right? Marriage is literally a financial contract. I don't care what you have to say. I think you know where this about to go. Marriage creates shared assets. It creates tax benefits. It creates wealth building opportunities. So if you choose the wrong partner, that can financially cost you for decades. All right. We tend to romanticize marriage because marriage is a beautiful thing. It's a union. It's a covenant under God. But legally and financially, that's your business partner. Why is this like a secret? Like, why is it like such a big deal that like people don't want to talk about these things? No. I welcome this conversation because it needs to be had. And you can't walk around walking on eggshells knowing good and well that inevitably you will live out what isn't being spoken. Okay. So it's important to have these conversations so that you understand what it is that you were actually stepping into. Okay. It is a financial contract at the end of the day because of the power dynamics and the stability, okay? Because financial dynamics will affect the relationship stability. You wanna go out, you don't ask this man for anything, and you're not even asking for a vacation or anything like that, but little date nights, you know, oh my gosh, we can't even afford to make this a better dynamic because we just don't have the money. And like I said, I am a firm believer in I can do bad all by myself. I will never be with someone, with a man, and be struggling. No. I don't think so. Struggling and be in a relationship? Me? Never. No. Struggle and me? No, that's not. I think not. Back it up and redo it. Like, no. Okay. So studies actually show that marriages where the man is financially stable and leading tend to have lower divorce rates. Shocking. In other news, water is wet. Because this is the thing, and I think I said this in a previous podcast, but I saw someone that was talking about how being with a man that is wealthy, let's say, is the fast track to becoming rich yourself. And not just because you're taking his money or you're some sort of gold digger, but it's about the elevation of lifestyle and the opportunities that it creates for you to have. Now you can have your little high yield savings investment account. Now you learned about investing in stock portfolios and Roth IRAs and et cetera, et cetera. He's elevating you, and the money that you had, you know, with the same job, let's say that you had, you're not stressed. Now you can take that money and invest it and do something with it as opposed to, you know, using that money out of your own pocket and having to do these things yourself. Let me tell you something. Men have one main job. And that main job and priority is to provide and protect. They run parallel to each other. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. And if you want a different experience, go ahead, by all means. Save room for the rest of us with sense, okay? When there is financial instability, there is unclear roles, or there's pressure on both people, then obviously tension is going to increase. And again, it's not about ego here. It's about structure. It's about security. What do we as women want? We want security. We want security. We want to feel protected. We want to feel like we are provided for. Okay, so this is solely just about woman being able to feel supported and not strained. Why would you get into a relationship with someone and you're living worse? I really don't understand. There's no elevation in the room. You mean to tell me, like, I don't know. It's just, it's so unfathomable to my brain that I actually can't even conceptualize it. I can't even think those thoughts. Like, it's just, it's... What do you mean? Okay, let's talk about the idea of building a man. Now, I need everyone to hear me when I say this. You can build with a man, but you should not have to build him. And there is a difference. And you can decide on your own what it's like to build with that man. Okay, for some woman, that looks like you're going 50-50, good luck to you guys, okay? That looks like going 50-50 and accepting all of his low effort and ridiculousness because you call yourself building with him. I say building with a man is, yeah, he's gonna be building. I will be here emotionally to help to steward him through those things so I can understand and hear it out, but I'm not gonna settle into anything until we've built it. I'm not settling in while you're building. I'm not. Aisha's not. But you can. Okay? So you can. You can do whatever you want to do. You know that, right? Well, you do it anyway. Okay? Like I said, there's a difference. And you should never have to build the guy. All right? And then a lot of you want to bring children into this world when you have a child right in front of you. And it's your man. All right? Because too many women are out here, they're investing years, energy, emotions, and even money. Gagged. They're also investing into potential. And men would never. And men would never. And what would a man never do? Invest in potential. So stop it. Potential is not going to pay the bills. Potential is not going to create stability. Potential is not going to guarantee anything. All right. So let's reframe what the gold digger narrative really actually is. And this is what people love, the name gold digger. Like I said, many of you don't have gold to dig. And let me say this clearly, having standards is not gold digging. People could say whatever they want. Honestly, that's not the worst thing to be called. All right. Wanting financial stability is not shallow. I've had enough. It's not shallow. Wanting financial stability does not make you a gold digger. You have to understand, ladies, men hold a lot more power being in our lives than I think we realize. They truly have the natural ability to determine the way that things are going to go, which is why we're having these conversations. And it's very important to intrinsically understand that you are inevitably choosing a lifestyle. Hello? With that being said, you have to understand that wanting a certain quality of life is not wrong, and you shouldn't have to feel like you were being forced in or give yourself this timeline of, you know what, forget it. I'm 30 years old. I want to be married. Hopefully we can work this out. What are we going to do? Break up, and people are going to wonder what happened, and then I have to start over. What if I never meet anyone again? And we get into all these things, and you don't realize that forever is a long time. That when you are married, like I said, 30 to 50 is 20 years. The novelty of we're in the phase of life where everybody's getting married now is now worn off. Now you're having to live out your life with this person. It's not the same anymore. Now you're contemplating, wish you had the courage to do what you should have done when you were younger. But because you let desperation lead the way and be the path that illuminates what your destiny is, I don't know. You're settled into the reality. Your life is a sum of the decisions that you've made. Are you happy? Is the question to ask yourself. So, like I said, wanting a certain quality of life is not wrong. It's intelligent. B, intelligent. Beauty and brains. Because men understand the importance of money, right? They pursue it. They respect it. They build their identities around it. But when women prioritize it, now it's a problem? No. That to me seems like it's called conditioning. Conditioned as a society to, like I said, men are intrinsically selfish. That's why I'm sure many women can relate to this. You get into a relationship and it's like you're cooking, you're doing all the wifey duties, you're cooking, you're cleaning, you're doing his laundry, you're ironing his clothes. The only thing this man is doing is waking up, brushing his own teeth, scrubbing his own butt, barely that, okay? And going to work. And then you have the audacity to be going 50-50 with him. So you're doing his work, your work, contributing financially, and please stop. So let's be balanced, right? Money alone is not going to make a good husband. We understand that, right? You can absolutely be with a wealthy man who is emotionally unavailable, someone that is unfaithful, and someone that is unstable even. And that's not what I'm advocating for. What I'm saying is you actually do, in fact, need both character and financial stability, discipline and provision, because one without the other will inevitably cost you. So here is the truth. Dating is going to be emotional. Dating, marriage is strategic, and it should be strategic. And the woman who don't understand that, refuse to accept and understand that, are going to get a certain outcome. And the woman who do understand this are going to move differently. So they're going to ask themselves, can this man sustain a life that I want? Because like I said, forever is a long time. Does this man align with the future that I see for myself? And don't lie to yourself, because you're the one that has to live the lie out. What will my life actually look like with him on a day-to-day basis? Because you are not just choosing a partner, you are choosing your lifestyle. It is one of the, you cannot choose your family. You can choose your partner. Please choose well, ladies, please. You are choosing your peace. You're choosing your future children's reality. And that is not something that you should ever leave to feelings alone. Because love, at the end of the day, it is beautiful, right? But stability is peace. And the smartest woman, like me, they choose both. So I hope you guys have enjoyed today's podcast. I hope that it has deeply resonated with you, because I want you guys to really remember, yes, it is true. Money alone does not equate to happiness, right? But, and it's not just about chasing, you know, a rich man, okay? It's really about choosing a financially stable and disciplined aligned partner. We have to understand nuance here, and that two things can be true at once. You can have both. Let's not limit ourselves. I'm not on the side of dating 80-year-olds and marrying just solely for money, because hello, if you want to have kids with that person, you want to touch that person, girl, I think not. I think absolutely never, okay? So like I said, make sure that you rate this podcast with 5 stars. And make sure that you hype the video if you're watching it on YouTube. Wish me a happy birthday too. I don't know when it is that this episode's gonna come out, but wish me a happy birthday still. I don't care. With that being said, my loves, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next podcast episode. Mwah.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.